Okay, we have a question here from the Durinrodder.com. Durinrodder.com on the hat there. This question is regarding testosterone, TRT. It's a 40-year-old male. This is in my coaching group. He's asking my opinions. He hasn't been able to get the medical attention that he feels he requires. And that's the thing. Like, if you... Now, always listen to your doctor. All right? Listen to what your doctor says. Take it in. Blindly following advice? Your body, your choice. I'm a huge fan of listening to experienced people's opinion, asking them as many questions as possible. If you can't ask your doctor unlimited questions, if they start to go, look back and, you know, I didn't go to medical school to answer questions. I came here to fucking make money, bitch. Like, next patient. You know, if your doctor won't ask, answer all the questions you have. If you can't just rattle off questions to your doctor without any feeling of like, oh, I don't ask too many questions, then what are you doing taking advice from people like that? Okay? My coaching group, unlimited questions. You're always welcome to ask some questions. If I don't answer the question and post a new thread, I'll see it. So, first of all, if you're going to take advice from people, you have to be able to ask them as many questions as you have. If you can't, then I'm going to question how much weight is their opinion really matter. Are they just here for the money? Just don't ask me any questions. Here's the bill. See you later. You know, like, it's. I know a lot of cyclists who are doctors. I know a lot of doctors and surgeons and medical professionals, nurses, you know, orthopedic surgeons, dentists, etc., through cycling. Cycling's a very hobnobby sport. You know, you got 20,000 little bikes, and, you know, a lot of medical doctors, etc., they ride bikes. And so I would say most of them, in my experience, are douchebags. Arrogant, self-entitled, or excessively just like, don't question, you know what I mean? And I engage with them about nutrition and stuff, and type 2 diabetes and various, and they're just like, you know, most of them are overweight, okay? And the lean ones, they've got, most of them have eating disorders, and they abuse caffeine, you know, Ritalin, Modafinil, etc. So I would say a largely unhealthy bunch. They're very, very money-focused. Now, the surgeons and the doctors in the ER, they're the magic makers. You know, they do magic with blood transfusions and stuff. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking more about the lifestyle, etc., advice that many doctors give out. And my opinion and my experience is very, very subpar. Very, very subpar. And most doctors become doctors because of the money, because of the clout. That's truth, all right? That's what a lot of doctors do. Like, I don't do ER, and I don't do that. That's too much work. You know, I'd rather just sit back and give Xanax scripts to rich kids, you know. Anyway, let's get on to it. So this guy's not feeling he's getting the love, the attention, the help he needs from his doctor. So he's come to me for some of my opinions, because I have way more experience than the average doc out there, because I've used these compounds, all right? And I've spoken to, you know, maybe over 1,000 people who have used these compounds since 1997, when I first started engaging with that community, okay? So you ask the averages. I mean, I talk to docs. Every doctor I talk to, I ask them about testosterone and stuff, and you'd be shocked at how little they really, really know. It's insane. Insane. All right? It's insane. Like, it's disgusting, really. It's disappointing, you know? It's really crazy. Anyway, so this guy, our friend here, he's trying to build more muscle. So the first thing I always ask is, what's your goal? What's your goal? All right. This guy here, he wants to build more muscle. And Tess is going to help with that. And gain weight. He's about 180 centimeters, I think. 180 at about 80 kilos. So he's slim. He wants to go up. Okay. Okay, great. Testosterone's going to push your weight up. All right, testosterone makes your weight go up. I mean, look what happened to me, you know. The more you take, the longer you stay on, the more your weight goes up. I'm keen to get some high-quality testosterone supplements, like the ones you're always talking about, but found it so hard to get it through GPs in Melbourne. They don't either do that or they refer it to immunologists, and takes a lot of time, money wasting around, blah, blah, blah. GPs prescribe it, you know. And that's another video, but let's talk about how to raise testosterone naturally. Do you even need it, all right? This guy wants to build muscle, then yeah, it's going to be very, very... That's why all the social media influencers use testosterone as a base. All of them, even ones who claim natural, all of them use it. Name one person down below who's got an established channel, an ascetic muscular physique, who's natty. All right. Who makes their money. Because people are like, oh, wow, look at those muscles. I want to look like that. Zero. There's zero of them out there. Let me make me smile. Let me know who you think's natural. And they're not just taking TRT. Like, TRT doesn't really do much. All right. TRT doesn't do much in terms of muscularity. Look at the studies done. All right. Look at the studies done on 125 milligram a week, which is the average sort of TRT dosage for a man. 125 milligrams a week of exogenous injectable testosterone, intramuscularly, lateral delt, boom, in your glute. All right. Your ventral, glute vent. It's just, you know what I mean? It's not going to do fuck all really to your physique. Okay. It's not. And guys like Greg Boucher, oh, just TRT. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. TRT won't even let you maintain that level of overt 3D muscle, right? Those, he's using compounds as trend and higher dosage of tests, etc. So if you're looking to build more muscle, then the TRT is not going to do a great deal, all right? It'll make you still look normal. You won't look like an influencer just on TRT. No freaking way, all right? Even if you have insane genetics, no, you won't, okay? You just won't. That's why all those guys run Tren and Primo and Deca and, you know, just keep running through all the compounds, all right? They really crank it. So your goal is muscle, then, yeah, you're going to be probably running a hot, you, you know. The people who look muscular are running high dosages, okay? So on your blood test here, you do have a low normal testosterone. Test here, you do have some low test, so you do qualify for it. But again, you know, you want to, your goal is to build more muscle, lose more fat, look like a fitness model. So again, this isn't, we're not talking TRT. And now I understand why your trainer said Tren, etc. Alright, which I don't recommend, alright, especially if you never used anabolics before. Like, it's just not gonna be good. It's like going into a, let's say you want to be a kickboxer. And your first fight, you're fighting like, you know, a professional fighter. Like, it's just, you're not going to have a good experience, all right? You're just not, all right? So throwing in all these compounds when you never even use tests, you're probably going to end up with some, you know, most likely some severe mental health issues, all right? And that's why so many influencers out there, social media influencers out there, the fitness industry people that have such severe mental health issues. Even Greg Boucher talks about his own, how he deals with, he has a lot of problems, can't sleep properly and stuff like that. Maybe that's because of the guilt, I don't know, but lack of integrity, hard to sleep. But I'm just saying that you want to ease into things, right? So it's like, you know, running a cycle with Tren test and these other compounds, it's basically like, you know, drinking a carton of beer for your first time being drunk. It's not a good idea. Like, have a beer, have two beers, maybe three beers, and then see how you handle that, okay? Run TRT, run 250 mg a week or whatever. I'm not saying you should, I'm just saying that's what I'd say is a smart thing to do if you're going to use these things, which I'm not recommending you should, but do your homework. But this guy's 40, he's lost all his fur up top, he's bald, he ain't got much, you know, his sides would be pretty minimal. The young guys who use these hormones lose their hair when they're in their 20s, it's a big deal for them, you know, it's a big deal for them, I get that, but... And then some of them run finasteride, which is box DHT, and then their dong doesn't really work properly, or they lose their sort of masculine edge, and they become a bit more feminine and floaty, and that's okay if you want that. But blocking DHT, for me, it does. The more I looked into it, I was like, nah, doesn't make any sense at all to me. All right, so you know, so yeah, so the goal is to look like a fitness model. Then eventually you're going to be running those, you know, compounds like Jeff said, Ziz, Athtranex, etc. The GP recommended peptides. I don't recommend that because that's a science experiment. It's a science experiment. Like, we know what Test does, we know what Tren does, we know what Deca does and things like that. These peptides, fucking who knows what happens in 10 years time. They give you bladder cancer or whatever, or a tumor, or who knows? You know, who knows? So I've said that, you know, if you just want to raise your testosterone, then go to bed at 8 p.m. All right, going to bed at 8 p.m. will raise your test, like, a lot. You'll feel so much, so much better. But our friend here cannot do that. He chooses not to do that. That's fair enough. He's working a lot, etc. You know, he's just cranking. I'm just scrolling here. He's working a lot, so he's, you know, he's choosing to do that. That's fair enough. Here we go. My stress is very high as well due to workload. So stress increases cortisol, cortisol decreases testosterone. Okay, so now if we throw in some exogenous test with our friend here, then his workload will be a lot higher. But, you know, and he's carving up, you know, maybe you can carb up even more. Maybe you can add in more sugar. Sugar lowers cortisol, all right? Sugar helps you sleep at night time. But at the same time, you're adding in more sugar, now you can work harder and more motivated, so then, you know, then your sleep can suffer. So it's sort of like, because you're working more, because you're like, I'm just like, I'm just like, you know, yeah, that's why I very, very rarely use stims, because it's just, it'll just dig me into a deep hole. So he's, you know, I cannot change job, so already trying to manage the stress and sleep as much as I can to hopefully boost my test naturally. Do you think working out at a gym with weights 5 days a week is too much? I guess due to stress, workload, and sleep patterns, I'm not recovering well. So I talked to my PT, and we're going to do 4 days a week from next week to see if that helps. So 2 days back-to-back, and then 1 day off, then 2 days back-to-back. You know, I'll just have a break. You know, just train 1 day a week, okay? Like, with the PTs, like, this guy you've got, you know, he sounds sincere, but sincerely wrong. Like, you said you want to look like a fitness model. He's like, yep, no, I was jumping on the trend test, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's giving you the right direction there, but it's like, he's, I was like, what? You know, it's a bit like a kid, like, wants to become a rally driver. Okay, there's a Lancer Evo 4 over there. Go and thrash it, mate. Go and fang it, bro. You know? It's like, what? You're going to crash. You're going to absolutely crash. You know? Hey, I was going to go hit the mud over there in the paddock, and there's a bit of gravel over there. Just drift it into it, boy. Learn how to become a rally driver. Like, it's just, it's not a good idea. You got to start slow and titrate your way up, all right? You got to ease into things so you know how things are working in your body, in your mind, mostly in the mind. You got to work out how you handle these compounds. The first time I used Tren, I was like, I need to do a 30 milligram, all right? Just a real little, I felt that strong, all right? I felt that hit hard, and I was like, damn, this stuff's, no wonder people go into prison on this shit, you know? So yeah, you want to ease into things, all right? Ease into things. Tren is a very risk-taking drug, so if you're a bit a risky person and you're on Tren, you're going to get yourself some real shit, okay? So Tren just makes you much, very aggressive, very like, just, you know, good and bad ways. It makes you more of a risk-taker, Tren. So the more milligrams of Tren you take, the more risk-taker. So if you're already a risk-taker and you're on Tren, and you've never used it before, and you just jump on a cycle of it, 350 a week or whatever, that's why people end up, you know, crashing their cars at 300k an hour or punching some dude out and just going to prison for 10 years, you know. So it's, we want to ease into these things. So I would just say, you know, I'll give you some options here. I would say train less. Have a break. If you're feeling like, I'm on the ropes, I need more energy, training more isn't the solution. Taking exogenous hormones or stimulants, well, taking stimulants is definitely not the solution, but taking exogenous hormones, I'm a huge fan of, like, changing the life up, man. So I'm going to give you both the options here. Let's go the first option. Maybe it's what you want to do. Yeah, if you take test, you can absorb more carbohydrate, you have more muscle glycogen in your body, your workload just goes up. You sleep deeper, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, taking exogenous hormones, especially like test, you can push yourself into a you can dig yourself into an extra deep hole, because now your intensity goes up on how hard you can live, and you just find yourself needing a lot less sleep, but then you can age very rapidly as well, which can be fine or good, I'm just saying. But then you can start going a little bit loopy because you're not sleeping enough, okay? Because I don't need to sleep, I can keep going. And it's like the flight of Icarus, right? When you're on the test, the real stuff, you start to fly up high, and the story of Icarus is Icarus had these shoes made of, you know, had some shoes made of feathers, and they were stuck with wax, and they let him fly across the ocean. And Icarus was like, oh, and then he flew too high, and then the sun melted the wax, he crashed to the ocean and drowned. So if you fly too low, the feathers get wet, you drown. So people said, hey, Icarus, just, you know, you're getting too high and mighty here, you're getting too entitled, just come down a little bit. And Icarus was like, hey, I'm fucking Icarus, man, look at me, the higher I get, everyone looks at me. And then he went too high, the wax melted from the wings, and then bang, his magic shoes fell off, and Icarus fell to his death. That's the story, is it Greek mythology? So that's like test gives you wings. which can make you burn out, right? There's so many guys who run tests and they're just cranking it like, yeah. And they become like 16-year-old kids again, unable to rationalize with them. And they dig themselves into a fucking huge hole. They get obese, they get depressed, they have directional issues, they have just, you know, the suicide issues. It's a real deep hole can go into because they just push too hard. Right? Anabolic androgenic steroids are stimulant in their effect. And if you don't know how to handle stimulants, then you're gonna, if you don't know how to drive a car fast, and once you hit that fast speed, you're gonna be crashing, man. All right, so that's why we want to ease into things, ease into compounds, ease into dosages. I'm a huge fan of change the lifestyle up, because all you do, if you throw a test in to an already crazy lifestyle, you can just live even crazier, but you're eventually gonna hit a fucking wall. Okay, it's not going to be sustainable. Look at all the CEOs out there on test and modafinil, all right, and just living a really unhealthy lifestyle. Cocaine, hookers, violence, all sorts of shit. You know, maybe fun for the first bit with Wolf of Wall Street vibes, but, you know, people blowing their brains out. It's just, you know, it's not a health, and they look fucked in the end as well. They do not look happy. Like, you think Joe Rogan looks happy? Nah. Think Dana White looks happy? Nah. You know, maybe a start for sure. It's like, money, fame, all this, hookers, strippers, you know. But yeah, so I would, you know, increasing the throwing some tests in there, 125, 250 a week, boom, you're going to explode up in terms of work productivity, but you're also going to explode up in potential mental health issues, okay? So proceed with caution. Now with, and the doctors aren't going to tell you this. The doctors are not going to tell you this, man. And they should. But they don't even know it. So how can they tell you? If they do know it, do they even care? If they tell you, they might go, okay, I'm not going to ever come back to you again. And they lose money. So that's pathway one. Use the test. Crank it. Be careful you don't go into a hole because you're working too hard. Next one is change the job, man. Move to Adelaide. All right. Downsize the output to a more sustainable, healthy pace. I don't need steroids. For what? I've got no kids. I don't have a real job. You know, like, I don't clock watch. You know, like, I'm not like, oh, God, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Like, oh, you know, another 4 hours I'm here. I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to finish this video so I can get out of here and go get drunk, go to the pub. No. I love this shit. So I don't have a job. My stress load is fucking... What is my stress load? You know what I mean? Like... People talk shit about the internet. Yeah, back in the day, it used to maybe be a bit frazzled, but now it's just like, thanks for keeping me relevant, bringing the drama out there. I love it. I meet people all the time, and they're like, oh, this guy who done more stuff about it. I was like, hey, he loves it, mate. You know, cheers. You know, he loves it. It's all good. And I meet people who don't know me. I tell them about YouTube. I'm like, oh, look up my name, and like, oh my God, are you a rapist? Are you a murderer? Are you a Thai mafia kingpin? Like, all this. And you watch their face, and like, well, you're pretty cool in real life, but like, the internet says this. I'm like, which one are you gonna? Which one do you believe? I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, ugh. You know, I guess I believe you. Like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, well, look at my girlfriend, and you know, look at theirs. Oh, they don't have a girlfriend. I'm like, there you go. yeah. So stress. What do I have? What stress do I fucking have, man? Okay. So there's people though, who take testosterone, they go to war. They, you know, it's given to the Nazi soldiers, British soldiers. You know, it's when testosterone was first used in sort of combat in 1940s, World War II. So it lets you do more stuff, but at the same time, if you're doing stuff that you don't really enjoy, now the drugs let you do more stuff that you don't enjoy. Is that going to be good for your soul or bad for your soul? Do you think Joe Rogan looks happy? All right. He's sitting there shilling out with his bullshit product, making millions, man. Does he look happy? If you took the testosterone away from him, he's on injectable testosterone every day. Just eat meat. Eat a steak, mate. I think Joe Rogan eats steak, but Joe Rogan still takes testosterone every day for 15 years. I thought you just eat meat. Anyway, so it's, you know, Joe Rogan, you know, I wish I had his audience so I could educate him, because he's not most of the time. Like Victor Conte, those guys said some truth bombs, but rest of it's pretty woo-woo, wah-wah. You know, like, so you know, the test, as we use in Joe's example, it just lets you do more shit you don't really like doing, because now you can do it even better and more often because you recover faster. But you, do you really want to be doing that? That's a question. That's like an esoteric question. Taking an exogenous testosterone lets you work so much harder, man. Taking the modafinil, that's an even crazy powerful drug at work productivity. But now you're doing stuff you don't really like the job, and you need the drugs just to keep doing the job. And now the drugs let you do the job you hate even more. And then I'm even hating it more because I fucking need more hours because I'm the best worker here, and I can outwork everyone, but I hate this fucking job. But you know what I mean? Like, so you're starting to go downhill, okay? That's what I think, based on my experiences and my observations. So, you know, pathway two, I would say quit your job, move to a waterfall in Hawaii, move to a waterfall in Adelaide. You know what I mean? Why not? I don't think you said you didn't have any kids. So it's like, well, I mean, and if you did, most kids that have more money and stuff, they just get spoiled and they become bratty. And most people with eating disorders were rich kids. So it's like more money. I see the richer the parent, the more problems the kid has. 100%. 100%. Without question. You know, 100%. Not 99%. Like, if I think of the kids who had the hardest upbringings, you know, they came from money. You know, the kids with eating disorders almost always come from money. The pressure to perform and meet the expectation of their parents, it's tough on kids, man. You know, kids should just be out there having fun, staying healthy and fit, building fitness and exploring. But see the test. So the test is just going to give you more power to do the job that's giving you more stress. To repeat myself, I don't think it's a good idea, okay? I don't think it's a good idea. You know, life's so short, like, I could not do, you know, do that personally. I could not do that. If I needed, no, I couldn't do that. The real job you love to do is the one that requires no drugs. No, you can have zero testosterone in your blood, which I've had before. You know, I've crashed my testosterone right down just to see what it felt like, and I still had motivation to come here on YouTube and create content, because this is what I love to do. I don't need stims or testosterone or whatever to do this. I need sugar, I need carbohydrate and sleep and water. That's all. This is my life purpose, helping people with health and fitness. So, I'm calling for life change here. This is my opinion. You've paid me for the truth here. You pay to share my opinion regardless of your feelings. That's what men do for each other, you know. This is people have done for me. I appreciate that. People made me cry back in the day, but now I fought back. I was like, damn, they're right. Damn, they're right, you know. So it's good. I appreciate the cold, hard truth. And so I'm going to say that, yeah, you get your test. Quite easy to do that in the group. We'll talk about that. You know, if you want to have that fitness influence of physique like Aftrenex, then that requires other compounds. Again, that's going to take time to get up there. You know, you can just jump on, but then that's just, no, don't do that. Like, it just creates, you know, every time pretty much people develop mental health issues, just jumping on. Like, it's, you know, easing to things, easing titrate up, especially if you're overworked and stressed out. You know, like, if you're sitting there in Thailand, just like, you know, getting your dick sucked every day by, you know, a different Thai chick, and you treat like a king, and your life's just fucking blah, you know, Thai style. You got low stress, then yeah, you can sort of handle a bit more, you know, exogenous assistance going on there. But if you're already under the pump and you don't know how you're going to handle tran or 5 milligram week of test, like, that's not a good idea. That's you want to be experimenting with these compounds, using these compounds in an environment where you got time to just sit back and sort of chill, like, pause and go, self-reflection time. If you're like, I gotta go, and there's no self-reflection time, you know, time to actually listen to your body and be present, that's not the time you're taking any substances in your body, in my opinion, okay? In my opinion. So I'm going to push for change of lifestyle. Why are you working so much? And this is not a question now for this person who asked me the question. This is a person for all of us. Why are we working so hard? Is it to provide for people who are just mooching off us? Okay, are we just trying to keep up with the Joneses? Oh no, you know that fucker from school, mate. He's got a better BMW than me. I've got to fucking outdo him, mate. Fuck him, mate. and now you're sacrificing your health to achieve wealth, and eventually you have to sell that wealth to try and buy back some health later on in life because you've got a condition or whatever. You know, so it's like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I always like to step back and look at the whole picture. So this is the sort of questions that I have. Why keep doing what we're doing in that job that causes all this stress, extra stress? I mean, all jobs cause you stress. You know, even my stress-free life, it causes me stress. I'm not going to call it stress, but, you know, like, things happen in my life that I don't talk about on YouTube and stuff like that, maybe with family or people I've known or things like that. You know, I go through things. Well, everyone does, okay? So I deal with things. I don't really share too much on YouTube, but I don't want to be in a competition of who's got life the hardest. But in terms of my lifestyle, what I've created for myself, I've created like a paradise life, you know, a healthy life, so I can have time to just rest and, you know, chill. Then, you know, that's what I recommend, man, is set the life up, all right? Your lifestyle is more important than your testosterone levels, because your lifestyle, I'd say now, is causing low testosterone because you're not getting recovery, okay? Throw in more tests, we increase the recovery, but we're still not treating the cause, which is the lifestyle, okay? Let's go with that, and then we'll do a follow-up video. Also as well, you're 80 kilos at 178 or 180, that's pretty slim. But testosterone, these things won't make you leaner. You hold more water, all right? You hold more glycogen, you hold more retention, you hold more salts and tissues and potassiums. You get everything gets bigger. Your head gets bigger, your face gets bigger, you know, your chest gets bigger, your gut gets bigger, your organs can get bigger, everything expands. Again, depends on the dosages, depends on the compounds, and depends on the duration, and also depends on your genetics and your nutrition and things like that, okay? So there's other factors, but it's generally your weight's going to be going up, all right? So if your goal is to look leaner, then anabolics isn't really a good thing. But, oh, but what about all those goals like S-Trenex and this, these people already lean to start with, all right? These people are, had this high level cardio to start with. So I recommend if people are going on that, you know, fitness model look, all these fitness models, they started fucking lean, man, all right? So start lean before you jump on, because if you're throwing in D-Bowl and DECA and test into an already highly estrogenic system because you've got excess body fat, adipose tissue, which is aromatizing, you know, it's converting more testosterone into estrogen. Now your estrogen is too high and you get even more water in it, and it becomes this vicious cycle, okay? And then you start feeling a bit average, and you know what I mean? And then you think, oh, I'll take some estrogen blockers, which, like, you're taking breast cancer drugs now. It's like, come on, like, we're taking breast cancer drugs? Just lose the fucking fat by doing my protocols, people, all right? We'll do some more cycling, not steroid cycling, but bicycle cycling. There we go, Pidgey. You know, otherwise we're treating the symptom versus the cause, okay? So on my recommendation there, I just remembered, you want to be as lean as you can almost be before you jump on compounds, all right? Otherwise you're going to, if you're already fluidy, you're going to get even more fluidy, okay? It's just how it is. People, oh, no, but look, I cut down. No, no. Yeah, then you're doing a cutting diet. You're starving yourself, people. And now you're really going to have some fucking mental health issues. I couldn't think of anything worse taking tren and test and restricting carbohydrate or calories overall. You're going to feel fucking shit, man. Like, you're going to feel so shit. Like, you know, that's why so many dudes roid rage out. It's not the roids, it's the lack of sufficient carbohydrate sugar intake. And so their cortisol is high. And then they're going to store even more fat. And then next time, I'm going to do a cut cycle and I'm going to be more aggressive and diuretics and thyroid meds. It's just a whole shit show, man. So many compounds aren't necessary because we could just change it by starting off lean and not doing any calories in, calories out bullshit. Oh, it's the law of thermodynamics. How many people out there who disagree with me are leaner than me year round? Where are they? You know, Greg Duchesne disagrees with me. He's not as lean as I am year round, all right? and he restricts his freaking calories overall, you know? And he's angry and he has to do jump cuts because he can't remember what he's going to say next. And he won't do a lot of debate because he's not good live, because he's like brain's got so much brain fog. I'd love to help Greg out. But anyway, that's just a little addition there. Don't start, in my opinion, throw in more compounds or any compound until you're sort of slimmed down and had the rest and recovery. Otherwise, it's just like you're throwing gasoline on a fucking train wreck. It's not going to be a good outcome long term.
So the analogy would be, before we hit the gas, get on the gas, let's slow down, let's stop, look around, reflect. Where are we? Where do we want to go? What do we have to do to bridge the gap? Okay. If we're already chaos, 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 and then we start throwing in shit, that's going to be more chaos, man. It's going to be more chaos. You might feel good at the initially, but then you start digging holes, and then it's just like, okay. And just go on the forum boards, man. Read all the people out there who jump on anabolics and go off the fucking deep end, mental health wise. Okay. We want to stop, put the brakes on, pause, increase our health, and then we might even fucking, actually, I don't want to use any anabolics because now I've got the energy. I can, no, it's all good. I don't want to do that. Well, you know what I mean? That's the best outcome scenario. And then a test goes up naturally as well. But you won't have that fitness model physique. Yeah, that's where they're using the anabolics. But I'm just saying, if the goal is just increase test and feel more focused and driven, more recovery time, get enough sugar so we lower cortisol. Cortisol is like the anti-testosterone hormone. Cortisol's up, testosterone can generally be down. You know, so we want to keep the cortisol in the evenings low so we can sleep and regenerate and have more of a little testosterone boost at night time. And that's going to be a huge one. But going to bed early, 8, 9 p.m. If we can't go to bed at 8 p.m., then we need to make some severe, drastic lifestyle reform, all right? That's my strong opinion on that one, all right? Set yourself up, people, so you can go to bed at 8 o'clock if you want the best health, if you want your best quality of life. Like, when I go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, the next day I'm so much more productive. If I had a choice between testosterone and modafinil and going to bed at midnight or 11 p.m., whatever, in terms of drive, focus, etc., hands down, I would choose 8 p.m. bed nights. And you can believe what I'm saying because I'm transparent about it all, and I've done both. I've been on both, lived on both sides of the fence. So why would you take advice from people out there, people who haven't lived both sides of the fence? You know? Or maybe you have lived both sides of the fence, but they're bullshitting you just because they want to buy, sell you some more crap you don't need, you know? Some sort of monthly supplement program, whatever. It's, you know, the world's full of deceit out there, quick fixes, cash, 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 and some of those things are okay, like running shoes, but when it comes to your health, you know, and your life quality, your mental health, that's really important to get the right information and, you know, to have a break, have a stop for a bit, a day, an hour, a week, a month, just pause, depends on how much sleep deficit we've been running, how much stimulants we've been, just coffee, just have a, put the brakes on a bit, you know. So just recharge and recenter ourselves. That's very important. I do that a few times a day. Just, okay. Bit of meditation, bit of awareness without thought, bit of a pause, boom. Start again. You know, it just feels really good. Like my computer, I turn my computer off every day. Otherwise it just gets backed up and logged up and it doesn't work properly. It's like, you know, so just stop. As in time in nature, take your shoes off, barefoot in the grass, go on the beach for a swim. Ride your bike, just do something. No stims in your body, no coffee. No, people are like, oh, fucking hell, I'm on the fucking drinks, I'm on the uppers, mate. And that's why we see so many mental health issues, man. Get the fuck out of Melbourne, people. Get out of Sydney. It's not healthy, you know. It's not healthy. This is not the answers most people want. And I get that, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I care about people enough to let them know the truth about life direction. I lose people all the time, right? Some people I'm coaching, they're like, I want a refund now. It's like, I'm giving you the truth. I'm giving you exactly what you need to do. This is what your goal was. This is the exact path, okay? You're a fucking idiot if you don't take that path. If that's your real fucking goal. Like, if I want these shoes, all right, then, boom, I go to XYZ to pick them up. I don't go to freaking Walmart where they don't have them, you know, and spend years looking around Walmart for these. They never have them there. It's just, you know, like, far out. So if your goal is a certain thing, then I'm going to help you with that. And it might not be the answer you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you the truth, so don't waste any time, money, or health.